Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's a place you can go, it's funny all the time. Run by a guy, super nice, L-I-L, London Info Live.
Hello, welcome to another edition of the Lil Show London Improv. Live. And I am your host, Talalaban Karkutables. And I am very pleased to say my guests this week are from Music Box, Rhiannon Vivian and James Irving. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Great, thanks.
Nice to see you. Thank you for coming. James Irving.
Yeah.
We might have called you that once or twice before, but you've been called James Whittaker on the show.
Yeah.
And I once accidentally called you James Witts.
Yeah, and then there was a mix-up with James Acaster as well for some reason.
That was it. I called it James Acaster because of the
Yeah.
But you've made things a lot easier for me now.
Well, that was that. Yeah, there's nobody else with that one.
James Irving, you've kind of you've cracked out of a cocoon, and a new fresh-faced performer has popped out.
Yeah,
with the surname Irving.
Well, I've been using the name for a bit longer, but I decided to apply it to improv as well.
Cool. Well, welcome. James Irving, good to have you, James. I'm just going to call you James.
James is fine.
All right.
There's nobody else called James in the room.
No,
and Rhiannon.
I'm not called James.
No, you're not. You're called Rhiannon, and nothing else.
Like Madonna.
Rhiannon, Vivian, two first names, as but which is normally a thing. I don't normally trust people with two first names.
Why?
It's just kind of. It was an experience when I was younger, and it's kind of just made me prejudiced.
Who was the person who did it to you?
You don't want to name him. We could call him Malcolm
Roger,
Thomas.
Roger.
No, it was Matt Charles.
Matt Charles.
At primary school.
Oh.
He did something awful to me.
Figures. Matt Charles is. I've heard things about them. About
it might be the initials MC and not the two first names.
But
there's
I love
lots
MCs.
Of different. There's lots of different variations.
Michael Crichton.
Oh, yeah. I mean, then you'd just be tormented by
dinosaurs.
Literary craziness, wouldn't you? But nature finds a way.
Now, Rhiannon, we've had you on the show before, but with Jules Munns, we're sitting in a tin cup. Can. And we've had Music Box before. That was you, James, but you're also in Music Box. We've not had you two as a combo on. And no co-hosts today. That's why I've cut straight to the guests. And so let's just get the hell on with it, shall we? Let's warm ourselves up. Where am I? I'm not following protocol at all. You skip one bit of protocol and the rest goes out the window with it. Welcome. You're listening to The Lil Show. It's the weekly improvised comedy show here on K2K Radio, and it's edited down for your podcasting pleasure. We're going to talk about some stuff and then do improv based on the stuff we talk about. But first we need to warm up. I'm just reaching over for my... My axe, as they call it in the biz. There it is. And we're going to do a warm-up. Because you guys are Music Box, you're a musical improv troupe. And so we'll do a musical warm-up. We're going to sing a one-word-at-a-time song.
Cool.
We'll just make a song up. And I'm going to get a one-word suggestion. Someone say stop.
Stop.
Pregnancy. Pregnancy is our one-word suggestion. I'll use a Panicky Tack riff. This goes out to Luke Valvona. This song about pregnancy.
Why
is
my
hair
long?
Why
must
it
go
so
wrong?
Help
me,
alien,
get
out
of
my uterus.
Quite midwitch cookery.
It's a little bit.
Village of the Damned.
Yeah.
The alien babies.
Ridley Scott, if you're listening, you could use that for your next alien prequel. That was awesome. Nice. Get out of me, alien. I didn't see that coming. Say, are we feeling warmed up?
Yeah.
Shall we move on to our first official improv portion
very,
of the show?
Very warm.
Here it is. Let's play Newsish. That's right. It's time for Newsish, the portion of the show where we read a news story from the news, and then we talk about the news story from the news, and then we do some improv based on what we talked about from that news story from the news. One, two, or three, please, guests?
Two.
Two. Okay. Crayola has retired one of its 24 colours on National Crayon Day. But which one has been erased?
The yellow one.
Crayola has just retired one of its 24 colours. The company announced plans to remove the colour from all its boxes on National Crayon Day. And the hue to be erased? Dandelion.
I've been called a lot of things over the...
I'm sure you have in the appropriate interrupting advert, but this isn't the time or place for you. Where was I?
You just revealed
the colour, dandelion.
Dandelion.
My ad blocker doesn't seem to be working. Dandelion, Crayola announced, it's a yellow one. Crayola announced the yellow crayon's departure on Twitter on Thursday. Our beloved, they said in the tweet, our beloved dandelion decided to announce his retirement early. There's no taming. There's no taming an adventurous spirit. And then there's a CGI picture of a crayon waving goodbye. Obviously, the internet had a lot to say about this. Everyone's going, why? Why not get rid of white? That's an interesting point. Why? No, the perfect colour for a sun. No more sunny pictures. Hashtag sunny. What will you replace it with? Why? I've never liked yellow, but I've always boasted dandelion as my absolute favourite. Crayola colour. Why are you killing my childhood? If you don't like yellow, why is dandelion your favourite? So sorry, dandelion is going. As an art teacher, we loved using that colour. They use Crayola in art classes. A lot of people are upset. These are all tweets I've been reading out. And that's the end of the story. There's a little nugget of trivia at the end for some reason. Crayola crayons were first produced in 1903 by Binney and Smith Co. Any thoughts, dear guests?
I'm staggered that people feel so impassioned about dandelion.
I'm also confused. I think it might be a PR drive to, like, bring the Crayola name into... I don't know, because why would you bother? I mean, it's really quite boring. Also, I'm really pleased that you read it out, because most of the news makes me feel like I want to die.
Yes, we avoid political news and stuff on here, yeah. Yeah, it's a weird choice to get... I like yellow. When I was a teenager... which we'll get more into later, but when I was a little teenager, I insisted that my room get painted blood red and mustard yellow, and I had all the walls were mustard yellow, and the ceiling and all my shelves and cupboards were all blood red. And as soon as I went to uni, my mum painted it all white, obviously. But
I had a heavy deep blue room.
Yeah.
And I got done when I was about 11. It was very, very emo.
I had wood chip.
Wood chip? Is that colour, or you just sprinkled wood chips?
Wood chip under the. I guess it's like a real. It's like a real 80s wallpaper. Oh. But I wanted it pastel pink, which is horribly traditional.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. A bit later on, I put some multicoloured circles on the wall instead. So there you go.
I see wood chip wallpaper. Yeah. Oh, very nice. Yeah. Classy.
As sung about by Jarvis Cocker.
And
a classic. Mm. It looks like there's bugs eternally under the wallpaper.
Yeah.
And also good to pick when you're bored.
Oh, I had that.
Like, yeah, it's before, really weird. Yeah. Isn't it?
It's a bit scratchy, isn't it?
It makes about as much sense as Pebble Dash.
Yeah, which I just think's an affront to mortal man. Why would you put something on a building that, if you fall against it, is like razor wire? So it just doesn't make sense to me.
Maybe wood chip is like for exfoliation. I don't know.
Well, you just inside your house and just have a little have rub a little up scratch, against like the a pig. Wall every day, just to get off those excess layers of skin.
Mom. I was wondering if maybe, you know how I'm like 12 now?
Yes, darling.
And I was wondering if maybe you'd let me paint my room?
Well, I suppose so. I mean, it can't be any harm. I mean, obviously you must be careful not to mark the carpet.
Oh, of course, Mummy. I'll be extra careful, and I won't get any on the furniture. I'll put plastic down on all the furniture. I'll be really careful. I'll do it properly. I've watched loads of YouTube tutorials.
Well, I dare say your father's got a roller down in the basement that you could use.
Oh, I don't think I'll be needing that, Mother.
No? Oh, yeah, but paintbrushes? There's plenty of paintbrushes.
Oh, I'm going for something a little less traditional.
Oh, darling, what's that?
Well, but you've already said I can paint my room.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the room's needed a good spruce for years now, darling.
So I guess there's no harm in telling you. Well, I was watching some of my favourite YouTube tutorials, and I kind of got stuck in a tube hole. I was just clicking links after links, and I came across this guy. He's really...
Millennial lingo, I find it so
Don't
amazing.
Worry, Mum, it's all good. You'll get it one day. But I came across this wicked YouTube tutorialist from America. He's called Spike 99. Have you heard of Spike 99?
No, darling.
He's really popular at school. The kids know about Spike 99.
Yeah, what's his oeuvre, darling? What's his penchant? What's
well,
he like
his oeuvre and his penchant, Mother dear, is that he's a bit of a anarchist.
I'm sorry, darling. Say that again.
A bit of an anarchist.
And
yeah, with like all that's going on in the world at the moment, you know, with like the. You know, the orange overlord in America and, like, Brexit happening and stuff. Anarchy's becoming quite a cool thing for kids to do.
I suppose, darling, as long as there's no structural damage to the room, you can do what you like.
Mom, I've just turned 15, so I want to do my room too.
Graham, you did your room before and...
Basically, I've done it already. I've just shit on my hand and wiped all over that. Beat that, younger sibling.
Graham,
it's, like, really stinky. Blah. Well, now I'm going to go off to fart in an old lady's face.
Graham, come back here and clean up your... Graham?
Oh, here they come now, Mum. These are the guys who are going to do my room. I just opened the doors. Don't worry, Mum, they're all Mexicans, but they're absolutely cool.
I didn't realise that you would... What?
Come in, guys. Come on upstairs. Abla upstairs. Just head upstairs. Si, señor. there they go. It's basically these guys.
Hello, nice to meet you.
These are all Mexicans, and basically they're all really angry with Trump. So they're going to prick their fingers.
Oh, you Trump.
They're going to prick their fingers, Mum, and write protest slogans on my walls with their blood.
Is that sanitary, darling? I mean, I suppose it's all right. I just want to make sure that you're not going to go into poor hygiene. I mean, you're a teenager now, and you're going to start getting hair in all sorts of places.
You just heard what David did in his room.
I know, but your brother's a special case,
if
darling.
If that's allowed, he's putting shit on his wall.
Darling, we expect more from you.
I know. I just respect him so much. He's been a rebel. It's been just comes naturally to him.
And I tell you what, darling.
And I'm a good boy. I would get my good grades.
Why don't you try this? I've got this. We could just paint the walls white, and then you could use these old Crayolas that we've got, you know. And you could just wax
do
things
they have
onto
blood
the wall.
Red.
I mean, there's a lovely red here. Maybe if you mixed it with a bit of white.
I'll take the shitty colour.
Graham,
one.
Graham,
David.
Graham, stop eating the Crayola.
Don't worry, I've just come back from burning London down.
What? You've burnt London down?
Yeah,
so
beat that
cool.
brother.
Oh, so cool, Graham. Graham was so cool.
No, don't follow your brother's example. He's never going to amount to anything.
20 years later, the younger brother is in prison. He's in the room where visitors come to talk to them through the glass, and he's waiting for a visitor to come visit him.
Right, Timothy, got a visitor for you.
Oh, thanks.
Sit down, keep your hands on the table at all times, Timothy. None of your shenanigans today.
Okay, I know the drill.
Just have a seat here, please.
Okay. Hi, I'm your lucky Bisky. I've been assigned to you to help you through your future.
The fuck? What?
Yeah.
What's a lucky Bisky?
It's Irish, I think. I'm not sure. I'm tiny, so I can't tell.
The flag must just look like a huge field to you. It's like hard to take in the whole image, I guess.
You're quite right. It's very hard to get perspective when you're small. Anyway.
Wait, I've been assigned a lucky Pisky?
Yes.
What does a lucky Pisky do?
It's good. I don't know. I haven't read my notes.
Wait.
But I know it's good. And I know you're expecting a family member. But I'm sorry to say they don't seem to care. However...
Well, after I killed my brother, they kind of stopped talking to me.
Yes. You literally just... You pushed a Crayola in his...
Yeah.
Nose.
Yeah, when they were retiring blood red, I saw red.
It was too much for you.
I saw red.
I've read your notes. Don't worry.
So...
He forgives you from the Neverland, sort of.
Oh.
I'm obliged to say something along those lines.
That's nice
to
hear.
It just says reassure with statistics.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, that's good to hear.
So
what powers do you have? What are you capable of?
I'm good at macrame and other crafts. I can make a tiny boat to sail away in.
Uh-huh. Sorry for all the questions, but macrame?
It's a kind of craft.
Sorry, I just overheard you. I think you mean macrame.
Oh, that's it. Right. Yes. What is it? Is it just, more pasta pieces?
Yeah,
that's
excuse me, exactly. I know I'm a prisoner, but I have some rights to privacy here.
I'm sorry, I just have a thing about people mispronouncing things and not quite knowing what it is, but not going to get. I'll go back to my corner.
You should be
continue with your conversation.
Anyway, he's quite right. It involves. I also don't hear very well because I'm tiny.
Okay,
it involves
macrame.
Making. Art from pasta.
Yeah, I know what macrame is, yeah.
Would you like to come out for a day trip with me? You're allowed because I'm your lucky Pisky. With me and make some pasta drawings to make up for the Crayola incident with your brother 20 years ago.
2 days later, the parents, the mourning, depressed parents of the guy come home. And they open a door and switch on the lights and they see their house has been redecorated.
Oh, God, he's redecorated everything.
And there's pasta shells everywhere. And
he's built an effigy of his brother on the wall. Oh.
Oh, my God, Margaret, the bathroom is just penne.
How are we going to bathe in that tub? Just doesn't even... I mean, it's like he's stupid or something.
Fuck. There's a fusilli fire. Fuck's sake. What is this?
Actually, that's quite artfully done. I quite like the fusilli fire.
Hi, I'm the Pisky.
Oh,
I live here now.
With us?
Yes.
I mean, do you clean up after yourself? It's quite important. I mean, the last. Well, let's just say our eldest was not clean. Graham, you're.
Mum.
You. What?
Dad.
Graham.
He's here.
Mom.
We buried you last week, Graham!
You see a zombified Graham with a crayon sticking out of his eye.
Graham, no!
Mom. And then his guts start coming out of him. And
Graham, you're even making a mess now. Can't you just put your eye back in?
You see, part of the deal of having a lucky Pisky is also rising one chosen person from the dead. That chosen person is Graham. Hi, Graham!
Couldn't you have cleaned him up a bit? Maybe at least remove the crayon from his eye.
You see, that's quite rude.
Fuck the system.
Oh.
Fuck the system.
Anyway.
Oh, no, he's shitting and wiping it on the walls.
The
no,
system.
Graham, why are you doing
he's
this
smearing
now?
Smearing fuck the system on the walls in a
Graham,
dirty
no.
protest.
No, it's absorbing into the pasta. That's awful. We're going to have sloppy, shitty pasta everywhere.
I have to go. I have another family to help.
wood shit wallpaper.
What is it?
To love's tales of teenage torment today.
That's right. It's time for teenage. It's time for teenage wankster. The portion where I read through my old scrapbook from when I was 14, 15, 16 years old, and I have in there a pile of song lyrics when I used to take myself seriously and try to emulate my rock heroes. I was trying to write songs before I realized I was a comedy god. I thought I was a rock god. And I always hesitate with this bit because it's truly cringeworthy stuff. And this one is, and look, because I have my guitar with me today, I found one of the lyrics that actually has little chords written above the lyrics. So I have the chords for this song, and I haven't practiced it, but I think I kind of remember this one. I was actually quite proud of this one.
Is it like someone else wrote it when you do these?
What do you mean?
Is it like it's so long ago, it doesn't seem
It feels like, I guess with the other ones, but this one, as you can see, a bit different to the other ones in my scrapbook. This one has been typed out and printed with the chords above it.
Worthy of note.
So this is one that I actually took to another level. Rather than just writing it in my scrapbook, I actually took this to my friend James Manigley. Big ups, James Manigley. Shout out to you, who's now actually a professional session guitarist. And we used to jam a lot together. And I remember printing this out and going to his house. And we jammed it. And he did little solos over it and stuff. So this song actually made it a lot further than some of my other songs, which have literally never left my scrapbook. This is called Crossing the Line. And I'm going to perform it for you now. And I guess as soon as I finish the song, I think we can just go straight into a scene. Yeah? So enjoy the lyrics, if you can. And remember, this is me taking myself completely seriously. I thought these rhymes and metaphors were some of the smartest things a human has ever done. Crossing the Line by Teenage Talal Karkouti. Don't cross the line, you better watch what you say. You treat me like grime, I feel my feelings fade. Like Father Christmas, you came and you went. But the only difference, not a single present. I've made a decision. I'm leaving you. I never had a girlfriend. I've made a decision. 'Cause you've decided not to be true. Nice work, James. Our love was unreal, but in a negative sense. I didn't feel anything real except betrayal and contempt. How often did you lie? How often were you cruel? How often did you think I'd let it slide? Did you think I was a fool? decided not to be true, 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 true. But do you think, what's his wife called? Merry Christmas? That's traditionally Father Christmas's wife.
Oh, I just know her as Mrs.
Mrs. Crimbo.
Mrs. Yeah. Christmas. Does she get presents from him, do you reckon?
Well, I would bloody hope so. She probably does most of the work.
Yeah. I can't help but feel
farts.
That she's got a hell of a job, like, just running everything. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I saw Guardians of the... Rise of the Guardians recently, where Father Christmas is played as this Russian dude who has, like, he's got a really thick Russian accent and he's got tattoos with naughty or
nice.
Is this
a movie?
Yeah, yeah,
it's so
great.
Good.
It's really nice, like,
the Sandman's
DreamWorks,
in it.
Sandman, Jack Frost, the Tooth Fairy, Father Christmas and the Easter Bunny. And the Easter Bunny's an Aussie who... Yeah, it's a really lovely film, but I really like Santa in that because he's this big Russian dude with these hefty tattoos, and you feel like he's in the mafia.
Oh wow!
But like,
it's such a good film.
The North Pole is just full of Yetis, and the elves are actually more like gremlins. Like,
so he has to constantly be fighting. And
yeah, like, well, no, it's just like it seems like it's just chaos up at the North Pole. So I imagine that Mrs. Claus, Mrs. Christmas. Maybe it's Mister, and we've got it wrong for all of the years. We don't know. He's a fanciful person, is Father Christmas. But I imagine that whoever's dealing with the logistics back there at the North Pole is going through hell.
One note about the what did you call them? The gremlins, goblins, elves.
Oh, the elves. Let me
the elves are. I couldn't take my eyes off them. I'm slightly obsessed. Ooh. They're like teeny tiny, and they're the same in Trollhunters. They're like really small, with like every tooth is really sharp. They're like, and they yap around your ankles, and it's totally acceptable to like smash them in the face.
Oh wow!
A bit like if you had like a, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't want to do this, but they're like, it's like get off me. It's like a bit like when, and no, this isn't ideal, but like when I was traveling with my sister, a gecko fell on her, and she screamed and slapped it away, and it hit a wall and went kind of like schlop was the sound. It was fine, but the way that you would deal or get rid of the elves reminds me of that. It's kind of like a pesky bug. It's kind of, you can...
Yeah, they just get everywhere.
I
see
it.
Them. Yeah, I see
they
them.
Look like, they kind of look like if a Christmas hat was a onesie that was worn by somebody so that your legs would just stick out at the bottom of the triangle.
Happy...
And then at the top of the triangle, there's a dangly bell.
Happy anniversary, baby. I hope you like the restaurant I chose.
Well, is a fine establishment. I am...
I thought we'd take a break from North Pole, visit this fine town.
This is good. We can have some vodka, warm up by fire.
Yes, let me call over waitstaff.
Okay.
Waitstaff! We require refreshment!
It's a powerful voice. I love your voice.
There was no need to shout. I am right here, and I am French, okay?
Well, if you can, you should be able to see from the dryness of my beard that I'm in need of a thirst quencher.
The wine is on the table. It is a Chateau Pape de Pop. Your glasses are full. If you had only just looked at your glasses and not shouted...
You require vodka!
This is acceptable, but I will not present it to you because you have shouted.
I'm always telling you this, that you are losing your temper in public and then we are not getting served.
Destroy this witch.
You must... what do we say? What do we say? You calm yourself down. You go to your happy place.
Count to ten.
Count to ten.
Each
I'm sorry.
Nisa.
I'm so sorry about my husband. He's not away from work very often, so he's...
You know how stressful my job is.
He'll come to my my mouth, so I may speak in your ears. His father.
My ear is near your mouth.
His father, Christmas.
I know.
You.
He doesn't make any difference to me in my restaurant.
She is one of the bad girls on the bad list.
Niklaus, you calm yourself down. Did he never bring you something when you were a child?
Well, the thing is, my family are Buddhist, so no. And it is fine.
I'm sure that he still delivers to little Buddhist children. Well, I mean, were you bad? Were you naughty?
I was a child that I wrote books when I was little, and I helped out in my father's restaurant. That's it about it.
That sounds like a very uninteresting childhood.
It was terribly boring. That is why I am
here. Yes, we are trying to celebrate anniversary. Can you bring us bottle? Shout away from the microphone, dear wife.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That is one thing I was wondering. You guys have set up a microphone for your dinner. Can I ask you, is this a like husband and wife podcast?
Yes, exactly. We are coming and we are reviewing the different places that we go. We call it Claws Out.
Claws Out. You see the double entendre.
Because sometimes we give very, very vicious reviews.
Yes.
I can
so you
see
can
that.
Let the chef know that the critics are in.
Well, that is fine. He is very calm and he knows about these things. And the food is top-notch, so you will not be disappointed.
I'm just letting you know that you can get the claws bump, you know?
I can get a what?
The claws bump.
What is that?
When we have successfully reviewed your restaurant, you will get a boost of custom.
From our listeners.
That is certainly
as long as the vodka arrives at this table very soon.
Wait, where are the elves?
I've been incapacitated, my dear.
Oh, that's so much better than having them running around our fucking feet.
Whenever we leave the North Pole, we have to keep them contained.
Put them in the airproof chamber, so they just go quietly to sleep for a little while.
This is quite dark. Anyway, I will go back to... I nearly went backstage. That is not right. I'm sorry. I see the kitchen as a theater. Food is like the theater of the mouth. Anyway.
I like that.
I will
philosophy.
Be in the kitchen. I'm helping the chef today because not many staff are in, unfortunately.
Will you be bringing us vodka before you get caught up in the cooking?
Well, I think you will find that behind your chef and the pop. There is an entire bottle of clear crystal Bevod.
Bevod?
I did not see this. If I saw this, I would not be so angry to begin with. Do accept my apology.
As you requested, there are two straws, one each, going into the top. And I will be back in one moment with a surprise.
Thank you.
Darling, it seems will you look into my eyes as we drink from the vodka bottle through the straws like we did the first time that we were together?
Of course. There is something caught in my beard. Something wriggling in my... You infuriating little elf.
I thought you said they were all sedated.
One of them must have escaped. Ah, this one. This is Frederick.
Oh, God.
Frederick is the elf of mischief.
I hate him. He is the one with the lazy eye.
Should I recreate our first date and crush his body until his head explodes?
Oh, darling, it would be a delight if I could see that once more.
Okay. Sorry, Frederick. Ow, he bit me! Ah!
He's running away! Into the kitchen!
Yeah, into the kitchen!
That can only be bad things happening in the kitchen as a result of him.
Well, truly, we will be putting this chef to the test.
Let us wait and see what happens, because I feel no real need to run after that little shit.
Darling, whatever happens today, nothing could ruin this special moment.
It's our anniversary.
I love you so damn much.
I love these snowflake earrings that you have got me.
Oh, yes. Do you
They're
like
so
them?
Thoughtful. Nicholas.
They are real snowflakes, so every 5 minutes you must refrigerate them with the portable fan I also gave you.
Oh, I will diligently do so, my dear.
Okay.
Oh, I think I am ready to order my food. I like this menu.
I've been so encapsulated by your eyes, I have not even glanced at the menu yet.
Bonjour, I'm back. I believe you have been very encapsulated with these other personalities.
Well, apparently she has been more interested in the menu, so I better get reading.
I can multitask.
Fine, darling, whatever, fine.
I am
You're always better than
why
me.
Do you
more
have to
organized,
have
more
one
patient,
night of the
less
year. You could
angry.
Spread it out, but instead you do it
yes,
all.
Yes, of course, you are always right.
Put stress on your shoulders.
Yes.
So I would like to tell you that the chef has had a very brief change, so to speak. He was cooking and he wants to present you with a dish as opposed to you choosing one.
Oh. I love it when they do restaurants do this. It's like they choose these very specialized ingredients for the day and then provide them.
Well,
they, let, us do it, Nicola, let us do it, Niklaus.
Well, of course, I would love to. I'm
it's
just
okay.
so overwhelmed by this warm gesture. I would love him to present
Everybody
us.
Everybody has their issues.
Look, his belly is rolling like a ball of jelly. He is very content.
We shall bring the dinner right now.
Wait, before you go.
What?
I must ask, did you perhaps notice a small little mischievous creature sneak into the kitchen?
Niklaus, you really
yes.
will be letting them know that?
Well, I think it's important that they be
it
prepared.
It is very important.
It is not to be trusted.
It is now. Your special.
What?
Darling, you remember the last time we ate an elf?
Oh, it must have been...
It was when we consummated our marriage.
Yes, because shortly after that, they got unionized and it was not allowed
I
anymore.
I know. I used it as a condom.
Oh,
And
yes,
then you ate it off of me afterwards.
I did, because
it was incredibly
knows
messy.
That an elf tastes better after it has been doused in the juices of love.
Depends, yes, of course, as long as it's love.
Yes. If it's the juices of hatred, then it will turn into acid and we will all die.
But that's the only way we've ever had elf prepared. I'm very excited to see what the chef has done.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
You crazies.
Thank you. Oh,
darling, my mouth is watering at the thought. What are you eating?
Elf.
But she brought it out already.
Oh, no, this was just a snack.
One of your
dried elf
jerky.
Know.
Yes,
yeah, elf jerky.
Oh, yeah. Darling.
I mean, I haven't had a whole elf, but I've had a little bit here.
You know what
there.
I love most about you?
What is that, Niklaus?
Your untamable appetite.
It is insatiable, I know.
You eat and eat and eat, and where does it go?
Well, I am like the winter, cold and harsh, but... Yeah.
So harsh. Tell me how harsh you are.
I am harsh like a biting razor blade that would slice off your nipple if it
would.
Were frozen and then shattered with a hammer.
Yes, the hammers turn you on.
I am like the Arctic razor blade of rain that
More
comes
razors.
Down and stabs through your heart.
That's true.
I am like the vodka that goes down your throat and cuts like a razor
Stab
into your
me
heart.
More.
I am
the
like,
very soul of me.
I am like a heart which is made of razors, which zooms into your chest and cuts about your heart. But
you remember when
it?
You remember when we shared a bowl of razors?
Oh,
that
yes.
one breakfast.
Yes, I chewed them down, and then you chewed them down after I had, and then we both chewed them down.
We both chewed razors like nobody's business.
Here is your elf.
Oh, it smells fantastic.
I would like to tell you that I have looked up in this ancient book of spells that anybody who eats an elf prepared in this way will be cursed for life. So this is a little bit of a test of your strength.
How do you think I got this job? I'm already cursed.
Well, good luck.
Cursed with a wonderful beard.
What kind? Oh, thank you, darling. That's why I still love you. What kind of curse, may I ask?
Je vais...
Is it a simple death curse, or perhaps a curse of hypnotism, or some sort of curse where my bottom will be covered in warts for
No,
maybe
it is worse.
The curse of constantly burping.
Oh, no, I already have that one, baby.
No, of course you do.
I am sorry to say that this is a curse of eternal kindliness.
You're
Me
joking.
Kind?
Who could do, how could Klaus be kind?
Yes.
He's not. He's only kind to me, but in the heat of pain.
Yes. You know, I'm only kind to you when you stab me with the razor blades. But you stupid shitful brain weight stuff. What do you mean? Nothing is powerful enough to make me kind. I am a mean bastard.
I am not worrying about it. Here, let me carve you a slice, Niklaus. Open your mouth.
I am slightly worried.
And take a little bite of this elf. Remember the first time we could have this again.
Okay, darling.
Niklaus, your pupils, they are expanding with horrible cuteness. What is this?
Oh my goodness. I can tell that he is thinking about a present that he would like to give to a stranger for no reason.
He is getting a nice and rosy glow about his nose.
Darling.
Niklaus.
You know that naughty list I keep?
Oh, yes, Klaus.
I was just thinking. Who am I to judge?
What? You are Father Christmas. You are the ultimate judge.
No, because everyone is born in different circumstances and everyone is raised in different environments. And, you know, what you are raised around affects you eternally, and it's not necessarily your fault. If a kid is naughty, perhaps it is out of frustration or neglect.
Oh. This is a moment. I will be in the back.
Wait, before you go.
What?
Do come back. Dear, kind, warm-hearted waitstaff. Here. Rummage. Oh, a skateboard.
How did you know that, despite my boring childhood, all I wanted was wheels?
I could tell from your calves. They are eager to glide swiftly.
Oh, look, he
to
goes.
The Olympics.
He's very good on his skateboard.
Darling.
Niklaus.
I feel bad for those elves. Maybe the only reason they lash out is because of how cruel we are to them. What came first? Us cruel to elves or elves cruel to us?
I don't know. I do not worry about this. That is why I'm going to eat the rest of this elf.
But you really are a careless, heartless, harsh bitch, aren't you? You've always been the inspiration to my cruelness, but now I see the light. Darling, are you okay? Oh. Your eyes are narrowing. Your face grows red, and your eyebrows furrow.
Niklaus, it's possible. I feel as if I am eating my own child.
Did you just...
This is revolting. I cannot eat it. What have I done? What have I done? I've eaten one of our wonderful elves.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, Niklaus.
The elves are your children.
No. No, Klaus.
Before we wed, I hypnotized you and you were heavily pregnant and I gave you a forced C-section and removed hundreds of tiny elves
You took my children from me and then allowed me to eat them?
Yes, darling, but...
How can you stomach this? How can you...
I am so sorry.
I cannot even bear to look at you anymore.
I needed an anchor.
No.
I needed another...
I am taking a private sled home today.
No, darling.
No more of you, Niklaus.
Please,
no,
it's our anniversary.
No.
Oh, there
Choke
she...
Choke on your vodka. Oh. Take that in your face.
Ouch. That stings my eyes.
Well, should. Like the pain that you are subjecting to me to every day. Goodbye, Klaus.
Monsieur, would you like a love song for one?
Well, dear listeners, that was another episode of Claws Out. We might not be back next week. It depends on the conclusion of this brief argument with my dear wife. See you next time. Claws Out.
My mum says that soon we won't have ears because, like, the government and that is going to take them away to use, like, some Orwellian dystopian future. So, you know, whilst we've still got our ears and that, you should listen to London Improv Live. It's dead good, and I've got no friends.
And now a word from our sponsors.
How much do you like that yellow crayon, what got discontinued?
Are you really upset that they've taken it out of your life?
Dandelion yellow.
Oh, what a loss.
Now, you can have a spread that's the same colour and eat it.
That's right, Play-Doh are branching out. So are Crayola. We're coming together to create edible spread.
Edible spread.
Paint it on the walls.
Paint it on the floors.
Paint it on your sister.
Edible spread. Paint it on your sister.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And we're back here on The Lil Show with From Music Box, Rhiannon Vivian and James Irving. Before we get into our next segment, let's squeeze out some plugs, shall we? A quick squeeze out of plugs. I'll go first while you try and arrange your minds. Follow us on Twitter at The Lil Show. Go to thelilshow.com for all of our links, including our iTunes link and where you can find us on Acast, our network, our... the people who host us, and our Patreon page. If you go to thelilshow.com and click the link for our Patreon page, or go to patreon.com and search for The Lil Show, you can support the show with tiny little nuggets of donations. It would mean a great deal. But most importantly of all, just keep enjoying the show, tell your friends about it, and write us a review on iTunes. Give us 5 stars and write a review. That would mean a great deal to us. And Music Box and Maydays, how do we find them online if we want to?
At Maydays on Twitter and at Music Box Improv. Twitter's the best thing because it gets updated the most regularly.
Nice.
And you can also find me performing with Impromptu Shakespeare and James and I, which is my surreal two-prov with James Haskin. You can download our podcasts at jamesimprov.com and you can find us on iTunes and all of the irregular.
James and I.
James and I.
Wicked podcast.
Mm, yeah, really, really. Ree actually guested on an episode for us recently called
World
of Lamps, which is a nice one. And that's only about, I think it's only about 14 minutes.
I listened to it this morning and it puts this show to shame. You use sound effects, amazing editing, and you really create a wonderful story that just sucks you in.
Yeah, it's got an improvised soundtrack by a very talented musician called Ninja Slob Droomy. And he improvises a fresh soundtrack
for
each
time. That's disgusting. That's a disgusting name. All right. Wonderful. Let's do some more improv. This is Show Me Yours.
Your comedy team go out and do comedy tours. You're on my show, so now show me yours.
Awesome.
Yes, that was Mark Tindall saying awesome there. Let's say hello to Mark Tindall.
Hi, Mark Tindall.
Hi, Mark.
Mark Tindall. Show Me Yours, where we let the guests take over for a bit. So seeing as you're both in Music Box, you both have other... troops, as you've mentioned just then, but let's do a Music Box bit. So
cool.
If someone wants to take over and ask me for any suggestions you need.
Yeah, so I guess could we have a location that you'd like to see a musical set in?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. All you have to do is say stop.
Stop.
A brewery.
A brewery.
Oh, that's great. We've never had that.
Yeah, cool. And if you were going to have a musical in a brewery, what would you call it?
Oh, let's come up with it one word at a time.
Okay.
Okay. My
first
beer.
There we go.
My first beer. The musical.
Oh gosh, I really like this. You're a musician as well.
Yes, I am.
This is great because a cappella would be weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
My first beer, the musical.
Mm-hmm. This is the integral part of every show where the musicians just need to get a little bit in tune because it's important. My first beer. My first beer.
Hubble bubble.
My first beer.
Toil and trouble.
My first beer.
I'm making all those yeasty bubbles.
My first beer. My first beer. My first beer.
As soon as my newly 18-year-old mouth takes a drink.
My first beer. Hi there. Guess you're here for a tasting.
I actually work here, but I've clocked off in the middle of my shift to join the tasting.
Oh.
It's really weird. I know.
No, I just asked because I'm here for a tasting too.
And,
I thought we might be in the same boat. I just feel a bit out of place here.
Yeah. Excuse my t-shirt. I know it says Kinks Brewery on it. Just ignore that for now and imagine I'm wearing just a general top.
All right, if you want, I'll just put one of those sensor blocks that they use on TV and I'll just mentally put it over the label.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Are you here for the tour?
Yes.
Oh, Gary.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Gary.
I'm Jerome. I'm here for a tasting.
Yeah, well, you're in the right place, obviously. It's a pretty small group this week. They've been getting smaller and smaller.
Yay, Kinks Brewery! Woo!
Yes.
Big up!
Yay, Kinks Brewery!
Yeah, Kinks Brewery. Yeah. I'm Gary Kink. Welcome to my brewery. Of course, you're going to learn all the wonders and mystery of beer creation.
Oh, is it? There's mystery on this. I didn't know that there was mystery.
Yeah,
in
there. Yeah, there is like a ton of mystery. Sorry, I'll butt out.
Well, it's all right. Any time. Yeah, you've been here before.
Well, I work here. Yeah.
I'd kind of rather that she didn't, because it feels like we're in it together then. If I was just alone on the tour, I think I might feel a bit self-conscious as I was sipping.
She's worked here for a while, but she's never actually done the tour before.
Never had a tour, never had a drink, never been 18 before today.
And they let you work in a brewery, gosh.
I know.
After she did her work experience here, we wanted to keep her on and we convinced her to drop that whole education lark.
I was really good with the yeast.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, are we ready to get started?
Yep.
Yeah,
there is lots of mystery. Of course, no two beers are the same.
No.
And there's always something special that goes in each one.
Oh, wow.
And part of your task today is to try and figure out what makes each beer unique. Let's step into the first room, shall we?
Oh my God, it's like Willy Wonka, but drunk.
It is. Look at all these pipes. All these bubbling liquids.
Oh my God. There's that swirly bit that goes round and round and round.
Yes, these pipes are mesmerising. Go ahead and enjoy the fantastical colours and swooshing noises as all the beer swishes through the transparent pipes. This is, of course, the room where we make bubblegum beer. And no, the secret ingredient isn't bubblegum. It's called bubblegum because it turns your mouth into a weightless, bubble-like texture.
Some people say it's what it's like to be drunk. No idea.
Makes you drunk and gives you the sensationness of one drunk, of being drunk after one sip.
Are you sure you haven't been having some yourself, Gary?
Maybe. Here, have a sip and tell me how it makes you feel.
Oh my God. This is a seminal moment. Do you want to go first?
Together?
Okay.
Here it goes. The first taste of a lot of new beers in Kinks Brewery.
There he goes. His first taste of a Kinks Brewery beer.
Here goes. The first taste of something that's not just sugar and water.
Oh. That's the best thing I've ever had.
Goes around and round and round and round and round and round.
Goes around and round and round and round and round.
Now swallow. Now tell me what you feel.
I feel bubbles creeping up my chest. I feel the bubbles creeping up my nose.
I feel the bubbles creeping round my face. I feel the bubbles in my face.
In your face.
Now, as these bubbles fill your mouth, you should start to laugh incontrollably.
Round and round and round and round and round and round.
Now take that laughter.
Round and round and round.
It should remind you of a happy memory.
This is amazing.
What are you remembering, my lad? What are you remembering while you laugh?
I'm just remembering just like all of the best times that I've ever had with beer.
You know, I was just like lazing in the sun. This one tastes just like sunshine. I don't know how you've done sunshine. That.
I don't
Did you
know
happen
that.
To be in a, on a Greek island when you had your first beer?
I think I could have been. Yeah, it was a family holiday, and my dad passed me one of those little beers, and God, the memory's just coming back so fresh. I didn't like it at first. I didn't. But then he said, no, try a bit more. I did, and
it just tasted great like this. What a sweet sensation, what a kiss as it ran down my throat and into my stomach. I knew that I would just not flummox myself by drinking alcohol. By drinking alcohol. By drinking alcohol.
All right, you girl, your turn.
Okay.
Let the laughter take over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is cool.
What memory are you thinking of? What does it bring up?
The golf club.
The golf club?
I'm sorry, what? The golf club?
It's 1989, the golf club. I'm nine. I'm there with my friend and her friend and her friend.
Three friends?
We're friends because our parents are friends and they're friends because they're, you know, friends. They're friends from doing stuff what grown-ups do.
Like play golf.
And I know it's quite a cheek, but I say to my dad, can I have a sneak peek of your beer, and I do, and it goes around and round.
Around and around.
Goes around and round.
Around and around.
I hated it, but it was interesting.
So, you have tasted beer before?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
You have, see?
I've That's broken the law. Sorry, guys. This is my primary takeover.
No.
I'm really, like, law-abiding.
It's fine. If your parents
darling.
Are with you and they give consent and they're monitoring
if
you,
you're French,
it's not a problem. No, even if you're English.
As long as you're having a meal at the time.
Yeah.
But look, that's what this beer does. It unlocks memories that you might have forgotten or wiped out.
You're like Beery Wonka.
Thanks. No one's ever called me that. That's all I was trying to do. Shall we see the next beer, guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's... Oh, a porter.
Yes, this is
a nice, deep, dark porter.
Our special porter. It's called... Well, why don't you read the label?
I turned it over. It says 90% midnight.
That's right.
And 10% blackout blinds.
That's right. This does the opposite of what the last one does.
Oh, no.
This one takes one of your saddest memories and then lets you remember it one last time before wiping it from your brain. Forever.
Oh.
And it's called Forget Me Blotto.
Thanks.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. It's a bit kind of have to work hard for that pun. But,
No, it's good, Mr. Kinks. It's good.
Thank you.
I like it.
Forget Me Blotto Porter. Yes, made out of 90% pure midnight.
Thanks, Wonky Kinks.
Wonky Kinks. That's good. You should change your first name
you
to Wonky, you know.
It's a little redundant because a kink is wonky. But I like it, nonetheless.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, it is. Because wonky
some.
Is a... Oh.
Okay.
All right. You go first kinks. This time. I did
okay.
it first last time.
While you have a sip of this one, I'm going to start writing up a new sign. Wonky Kinks Brewery. But yeah, this should bring about some tears and dark emotions, but it should help you remember something.
No. Oh, no. No, it's happening. It's happening. Valentine's Day in Croydon. I'm only 5 years old. I've spent my lunch break crayoning an owl for a
about the size of my hand. Here, take it. He throws it in the bin. It's not even a small bin, it's a big bin. It takes a lot of effort, 'cause he's also five. Bye bye Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Blueprint of the future. Without a soul.
Oh, I'll have a go now.
It's depressing.
I'm so sorry. That's oversharing, and I'm really sorry.
No, it kind of feels all in keeping with
that's
with
what's
the,
supposed
this
to
afternoon.
Happen.
I didn't even remember that was a thing. I just
now just say goodbye to that memory, because in a few seconds it's going to dissipate.
Okay. Goodbye, Paul, and thank you for throwing away the owl that took me hours.
Feel better?
Well, I wasn't holding on to it really because I'd forgotten about it, but great, yeah, I'm feeling good.
Well, it should be something therapeutic,
yes,
about it,
is.
Nonetheless.
Thank you, Wonky.
Oh, I see you've started to tear up there.
Wow. Oh.
Christmas Eve, 1991. I went down to the downstairs loo.
That's the one at the back of the house.
And I opened the door. I was looking for a hula hoop, but I found so much more. I found my Christmas presents. I found my Christmas presents down in there. I found my Christmas presents.
You found his Christmas presents.
Mum and Dad had hidden them badly and didn't care. Father Christmas was no more.
Stick to the heart.
'Cause when I opened them the next morning, I found out that my parents were lying. And childhood died. And childhood died.
Oh.
What about you, Wonky?
Me? Well, I couldn't.
Mr. Kink?
Well, I just couldn't.
You must do this with us. I mean, it's a small tour. It's
no.
Intimate. I mean,
never get high on your own supply. Well, I've always been told. I've never tried one of my beers.
How can you create these amazing beers if you've not tried one?
No, you don't want to know the answer to that.
But it says on all the literature, try before you buy.
How can we trust you?
I call them people, but they're not quite people. They're like lower than people.
That's not nice.
And they try the beers for me.
Children.
No. Disgusting little beasts with gnarly teeth and pointy hats.
Elves.
Gophers.
How did you know?
Well, I work here. It's
yeah.
No shock, sorry.
Are you telling me you've got teams of elves that work in here brewing the beer with you and tasting it?
Well, they don't quite work. They just stay in the basement until I get the funnels out and
Wonky.
Put the beer in them.
There's no way of really knowing where this journey might be going. I'm a little scared of Mr. Wonky Kinky. I feel like he's not being honest with us if he's not having a little drinky.
getting a little scared that this kid's found out my secret. Thought I could trust him. I really thought that he could keep it. Now it looks like he might spill the beans. He might spill those beans.
What's the story, Wonky?
Stop asking me about the story.
What's the story, Wonky?
Quit asking me about the story.
What's the story, Wonky?
Tell you the story.
I wait with bated breath.
I work here, so this is going to be a shocker.
You don't know this.
I've never been down to the basement before.
Well, you seem to know about the elves, but you might not know how I got those elves. When I was in the goulash.
You were in a dish.
It's murky in there.
Not the goulash.
Yes, you were in the goulash.
No, you had to have been in the goulash.
Yes, it's the name of a prison in Hungary.
Oh, the Hungarian goulash.
Yes, they named the soup after it.
Oh.
Crikey.
Because it's a mishmash. It's a mixture of all the nastiest, most hardened criminals in the whole world.
And you had something to do with that, Wonky?
I was one of them. I was kept in there for 23 years. That's where I learned how to brew beers.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well... If you knew what I'd done, you'd say
I mean, looking at the ingredients of your beers, how else would you think to use like 10% of a blackout curtain in beer? You got to use what's available, right?
And that's true. I mean, in no goulash ever are there the same ingredients that are in beer. So if you'd not been in that goulash, goulash would contain beer. The separation was you, Wonky.
You've made such a difference to the world.
You're a genius. I know it must have been a tough time.
Well,
and
I know,
feel free to tell us about it.
I am a genius. Well, while I was in the clink, I met this Russian dude with a big beard and tattoos all over him.
Oh, I feel like...
He was in there for...
Maybe I don't. I don't know. It's like the memory's slipping away from me now.
He was in there for... Well, yeah. He is who you think he is. He was in there for killing an elf. After they'd signed the Union Treaty, where the killing of elves and the eating of them was made illegal. And he told me his life's work was to get revenge on all the elves. And yes, that man was Santa Claus. Yes, boy, those presents might not have been from him because he was in prison at the time. But your parents were just keeping up.
So you could say that he was coming but not leaving a present?
You could. He came inside me many times. I don't want to get into that part of the story.
I mean, that's prison life's brutal. I've heard things, but I don't really want to go there.
What happens in the goulash stays in the goulash till now.
It's a murky stew.
But I made a promise to him. He became a big friend of mine. He looked out for me in there because I was his sex slave. But he made a vow.
Too much information, Wonky.
To protect me.
I think we could get through this without...
Mr. Kink.
So when I left prison, I made a vow to collect all the elves I could and brew them. And force them into slave labor.
Hold on!
No,
you're
that's
brewing the elves!
That's in the third room.
Mr. Kink! There is elf in my beer?
What? I'm vegan. I was assured that all of these beers were wholesome and good, but now you're telling me I'm eating elves.
You know too much.
A beer cannon.
That's right. I've made not just beers, I've made lethal weapons out of beer too.
Mr. Kink!
What?
I resign.
Well, you're good. You're going to do more than resign. You're going to resign from life very shortly.
Well, I want an exit interview. That's how it works, isn't it?
Yes, that's a good idea. Draw out some time. I'll think of a plan.
I genuinely want an exit interview because I've got opinions about what's just happened.
Here's your exit interview. Little girl, you know too much. And I think you're out of touch with yourself.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, with yourself.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Inside every person is a inner darkness. Learn how to unleash it. Learn how to harness that pain. And join my evil game.
Never.
Well, die.
Not that either. I want something in between. No death, and not too keen. I won't join your strange army. And it's true, don't you know? Everyone should have an exit interview. Tell your opinions to your boss. And don't gloss over the semantics, the specifics, the things that really got you down. The things in your job that made you frown.
Stop saying
the
such long words.
The things that you puck on the shelf.
I can't handle these
like
words.
Like putting things in beer like elves.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's how I make my money.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh my God. Oh my God, what's that under my feet? Oh my God, it's a tiny hand.
I stepped on it. I didn't even know.
Oh no, they've got an app.
Oh, run free.
No, they've got an app. They're covering me. No, they're covering me.
Strip the skin off his bones.
Oh my God, this is
disgusting.
This is quite the weirdest day I've had at work ever. I've resigned. I had my first ever beer. I've dressed up childhood memories. I've resigned, and I've watched my boss, who's a family friend, get eaten by an elf, and I didn't even know they existed.
I think we need to edge back slowly. Those things don't look like they're done eating.
Can I just ask you, like, what do you genuinely think the probability of any of this happening in one afternoon would be?
A million to one?
Maybe. Would you like an exit interview?
No, thank you. Would you?
And that's Show Me Yours. And that is also the show, I'm afraid. We were gonna play one more game, but we don't have time. But it's all good because we've had plenty of fun today on the Lil Show with Music Box guests James Irving and Rhiannon Vivian. Thank you so much for joining us. Anything left to say to our listeners before
no,
we depart?
But I really think we should be called Music Boss, actually.
Music Boss.
Music Boss.
Music, comma, boss.
Music Boss. I've actually said that before. When someone at work was like, well, the boss was like, what could we do to improve the work atmosphere? And I said, music boss.
Yeah.
I wanted music.
I can't reference anything where I might have used those.
It was in a pub too, where they didn't play music.
What?
Yeah. Some pubs make that choice.
Weatherspoons don't.
Is that true?
Yeah,
I've not noticed.
But I know that from growing up.
Okay.
From growing up.
spending all of that time in.
Thank you very much for joining us, Music Box.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, Dr. Listeny, for tuning in once again. We'll be back next week with more Lil Show. And I think we've got a very special episode next week where we'll be playing a certain game which caught my attention. And yeah.
Well, that's a game that I play regularly. Actually, we both do.
Do
we? Yeah. Well, I mean, you have a.
No, not that game, you sicko.
Sorry.
Goodness gracious.
No, she's got a game called where she's called Mr. Sniffles.
I don't want to know. Guys, I don't want to know about your personal life.
It's D&D. It's D&D. Dungeons and Dragons, guys.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, God.
We'll be back next week. What have we learned today? What have we learned today? Many things, I guess. We've learned that crayons. I wasn't that affected by that news story. I was.
I want to get to the bottom of it. I mean, why is it important?
Just bring back dandelion.
I think
they're just
dandelion?
They're just dropping PR it, stunt. And they'll bring it back sometime and go, oh, the return of dandelion.
They'll call it sunflower, and like the whole thing will be like nothing.
Such a farce.
Or it's a cover up for something bigger.
What from Big Yellow trying to phase out like
something much worse?
And we learned out that all policemen are clowns, and that Santa Claus is real. And yeah, there's a really good podcast called Claws Out, and that is something I should quite want to do now.
And he's Russian.
And
Don't trust people who make beer. They're not looking out for you. Thank you very much.
Got two names that sort of feel like there's something dodgy about them. something not quite, like, bent out of shape about it, you know.
We're going to leave you with some more Leno and Woodley. This is Tats Lotto. Tats Lotto is a lottery in Australia that they have. And this is their song called Tats Lotto.
Nice.
Oh, I'll just rewind it for you. I missed a bit there. There we go. Enjoy. Lil Show out. Peace.
Every single week I put my Tats Lotto form in. It's the only thing that keeps me going. If I won that prize, it would mean security. I'd pay off the house and me and the wife would take a holiday. I hope that I win Tats Lotto.
You're listening to
K2K Radio.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.